Hi there. Welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. And you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now for the best part, let's get into the word.
Hallelujah. You may take your seats in the presence of the Most High God. Father, as we gather at your table this afternoon, we pray that King of Kings, in the next few minutes that we have together, you will feed us from your word, that King of Kings, we will be rejuvenated, we will be renewed, we will be restored in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Touch a man, touch a woman, encourage somebody out there in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For us, that testimony is a very huge testimony, because when I left Africa coming here, I came with that vision, you know, to have a better life for my children. But everything did not work as I had planned, you know. If you have planned things and they have gone according to the way you planned them, you need to thank God. Hallelujah. But you need to thank God even more when they do not work according to your plan, but according to His plan, because His plan is the best. His plan is the best. Hallelujah. There's been a lot of delay. There's been a lot of delay. But I'm here to encourage you that your delay is not a denial. There's been a lot of delay. And whenever there is delay, it requires waiting. It requires waiting. And today I just want to talk about waiting while you wait. You must have touched it a little bit. Waiting while you wait. You understand? It requires waiting. I have discovered that most of the things that come from God do not just come easy. For us, this has been a journey of learning, a journey of learning. For I continue to be in that class. I don't know about you. Is there anybody waiting for something and you're tired? This evening, this morning, we've come to encourage you not to get tired in the name of Jesus. Waiting is the most difficult thing for humans to do. The most difficult thing. We want things done as in yesterday. Hallelujah. Even today seems too late for some of us. Even, you know, if somebody says at 5 o'clock, it's now about 12:30, exact. At 5:30, I'm going to give you £1,000. Guess what? 5:30 seems far away. You want it now. Waiting for a bus. These days, those of you who came in this country recently, you know, at least you've got, they display the times at some of the bus stops when you expect the bus. But many years ago, that was not there. So you wait for 177 on this stop. And it's not coming. And I'm talking about winter, when you can't feel your nose, you can't feel your fingers. And you just want to get into some place where there's a semblance of heat. So you say, okay, if I cross over the road and get a bus so and so, it will take me this place and I will connect. And this is a double, you are crossing to a double carriage. So you cross over the road. The moment you are on the other side, guess what? Bus 177 comes. And you cannot cross over right now because there are many cars. But you see, we can't wait. We can't wait for a bus. Some of you here cannot even wait for a microwave to warm your food. Waiting in an airport terminal. If we had, you know, if people had another solution in an airport terminal, they wouldn't wait. They wouldn't wait. The only reason people wait in an airport terminal is because it's the only aircraft that's going to take them. They have no choice. They have got to wait. And this is what it is like with God. There is a particular aircraft that is going to take you from point one to point B. If you do not wait, you will miss it. You, You can decide to go home. Say, you know what? I've waited for PA for a long time. I'm going back home. You miss the flight. You understand? I've found out that we tend to believe in people more than in God. When somebody says, I will meet you in Woolwich, near the bank, to give you some money, you believe in him more than God, who says, I promise to open your doors in December. You cannot believe God. You want to believe man more than God, and that's a mistake. We get tired of waiting. We get tired of his promises. We get tired. He says, your promise is near, but you cannot believe it. You know why? Because his near is our very far away. He says, it's round the corner. It's just around the corner. Surely I'll come through for you, he says. And when we get to the corner, he's not there. Have you ever heard, you know, the way in Africa some people give, directions? They tell you, when you reach at that tree, you will just see the house there. But when you get to the tree, the person who was telling you with the house, you'll just see the house there. It is far away. Say, hey, what kind of binoculars was this guy, or glasses was this guy using? So the result, even the same applies with God, to God. The promise is it's just in 2021, but you don't know which month it is. For you want it in January, yet it's maybe in December. You know, we never know. So the result is that we lose strength. We lose the strength to continue waiting. We lose the strength to continue waiting. Listen to this. Waiting upon God requires strength. It requires strength. That is the biggest or largest strength that a man can ever expend. Waiting. Waiting on God can drain a person, just like you heard here, Minister Mercy testifying. It can drain you. You get tired. You give up. You lose the strength to continue. But this afternoon, I want to encourage somebody, do not lose the strength to continue. Keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. There are many meanings of the word waiting. The root word in the Hebrew word is kiva. Kiva. It means to hope. It means to await. It means enduring. You endure. You do not wait for 1 second. You don't wait for 2 months. You don't wait for, listen, 17 years in waiting. I don't know. Some of us here have been waiting for even longer than that. You keep on waiting. That's enduring. You don't give up. You remain there in a place of waiting. You remain in the waiting room. To wait is to have confidence in someone, especially in regards to your future. What you already have in your hands, you cannot wait for. Do you understand? You can't wait for what you already have in your hands. You don't hope for what you already have in your hands. You hope for something in the future. And let me tell you, people die whilst they are still alive. The people who die whilst they are still alive are those who have lost hope. The moment you lose hope, you are dead. Completely. You are dead. Some people are dead. They have not yet made it official. They are already dead. They are walking dead. I think the Banyarwanda say it properly. Standing but dead. No hope. Hopeless. That is the most dangerous place for a person to find himself in. And the devil knows it. That's why he steals your hope. The moment, let me tell you, whatever the devil takes from you, do not allow him to take your hope. Don't fight for hope. That's why, like she was saying, for me, I do not bother myself with these things that I cannot carry. I have my peace. I have the appetite, even when letters are piling up, I can eat. I will sleep and snow the house down. I will spending a sleepless night. I don't know. What kind of issue would that be? I have hope that it will be done. That is not my business. It is his business. understand what I am saying. If he wants to give it to me, he will give it to me. If he does not want, it's up to him. You understand? That one is in my eyes. I know it. So I do not waste my time on it. So that's why I am a man who lives in Matthew 11. Come to me, all who are heavy laden and weary, and I will give you what? Rest. I entered the rest. You cannot wait if you are restless. Have you ever seen people who are restless? They can't wait. You can't wait. Learn how to wait. Learn how to enter into the rest of the Lord, that he may do what he wants to do in your life in his own time. Are we together? I knew there wouldn't be any amens. I don't care whether you say amen or not. You have got to enter into the rest of the Lord. Waiting means to be strong. It means to be robust. Robust in the word of God. Robust in the promises of God. Robust and strong. Immovable. Unshakable. God always comes. Did you hear that? God always comes. Not in your own timing, but in his own timing. He will come through for you. Waiting means to tarry. You tarry. The clock is ticking. Oh, I'm getting 45. I'm getting 60. I'm getting... You don't worry about those minutes. They those are just numbers. Those are minutes according to human, you know, and understanding. But in God's timing, you think in heaven it's 12:39. Right now it's 12:39 here. 39 minutes past midnight. Let's bring it closer. Do you think it is 12:39 in America? Let's just go across the mainland, Europe. You think in all countries it's 12:39? So why are you bothering with the time? Oh, time. Time. You are wasting your time. You are going to grow hair for nothing. These days I see young men who are 35 with gray hair. Do you know why some of them, I think some of them are worrying too much. The Bible talks about a man called Saul. Saul was the king, the first king of Israel. He faces this situation where in 1 Samuel chapter, in 1 Kings chapter 13, where he is faced with a Philistine army. A Philistine army that has got 6,000 strong chariots and, you know, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen. And the Bible says that the soldiers, they were like the grain on a sand beach. And when the people of Israel, the Bible says, when they looked at these guys, they were outnumbered. Is anybody here feeling outnumbered? I have news for you. If you have got God on your side, you can never be outnumbered. Can never. So the people began to run away. The troops began to run away. They decided to run, to crawl into holes, to crawl into tombs. Can you imagine a person hiding in a tomb? That is serious fear. See, if people fear just seeing a body, now you are entering into a tomb to hide. Some of you are crawling into graves. You are afraid. You are wasting your time. You're wasting too much energy fearing. Exert your energy in faith, my friend. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that Saul remained in Gilgal, waiting to engage this force. But he had to wait for the prophet Samuel to come and perform a sacrifice to the Lord. And the Bible says that Samuel told him, you know, these men of God, they are not in a hurry. Because they know they do not walk according to our timetable. They walk according to the timetable of God. He said, in 7 days I will be with you. And Saul waited. Day one, day two, day three. The more he waited, the more soldiers of his retreated and ran away. So 7 days elapsed, and where is the prophet? Nowhere to be seen. So Saul thought, if I do not do something, Listen, when you are full of fear, when you are full of fear and you cannot wait, you will end up taking matters in your own hands. The Bible says that Saul began to performed the sacrifice. He entered an office which was not his office. He was a king, but the prophet was the one supposed to do the sacrifice. But because of fear, because of the lack to wait, the lack of waiting, the lack of patience, the Bible says that he took things in his own hands. And the moment he had just finished sacrificing, guess what? The prophet arrives. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 13, 14. And Samuel said to Saul, "You have done foolishly. You have not kept the command of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For then the Lord would have established your kingdom forever. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought another man after his own heart. And the Lord has commanded him to be prince over his people. Why? Because you have not kept the Lord, what the Lord commanded you." He failed to wait, and he took matters in his hands. Do not take matters in your hands. There were many avenues for mercy. There were many avenues that were suggested. But all those avenues did not have God in them. We refused them. Wait on him. He's coming. I say he's coming. He's coming. I hear footsteps. He's coming. Israel is in captivity, waiting for a long time for deliverance. But they are now tired. They are weary of waiting, and all energy in them has been depleted. They are crying to God as if he's hidden. Have you ever cried to God as if he's hidden? God is here. He's here. God is everywhere. Everywhere. I think it's the Banyarwanda who said that God, you know, he goes all over the world during the day, and then at night he retires to sleep in Rwanda. But once upon a time, something serious happened in Rwanda. We all know that, and some people began to question themselves: so where was God? So did he decide to have another place of abode or what? God was even there in that situation. He was there. I cannot explain why he allowed it to happen. I'm not God. But when I meet him, I'll need to put him in a corner and say, "Lord, why did you allow these things to happen?" He is there. He is here. The children of Israel cried as if he was not there. Yet God was telling them, you know, "I am not yet finished with you." Let me tell you, your story does not end that way. God is not yet finished with you. He's not yet finished. He's turning a new chapter. He was turning a new chapter for them. But instead of seeing an open door, the Jews saw a long road ahead. And God was asking them to do the impossible, to wait. Waiting is almost impossible. What was missing here? The most important ingredient in waiting is what? Patience. Patience. I don't know what that's Spanish. I don't know what I've just spoken there. Patience. Somebody say patience. Somebody said, patience is something you admire greatly in the driver behind you, but not in the one ahead of you. For those of us who drive. Patience is the necessary ingredient for any genius. Right now, we can see one another in this room. We don't have windows here, but we can see one another in this room. Why can we see one another in this room? Why? Why? Somebody tell me. Why can you see me? There are lights. But you know that the man who made the light, the first bulb, do you know how many times he failed? He failed 10,000 times. But he did not give up. If he did not have patience, wouldn't have the bulb today. Greatest invention. It took patience. When they asked him, "What are you wasting?" Somebody laughed at him and said, "Why are you wasting your time? You have tried this 10,000 times. Why don't you just walk away?" He told them, "You know what? I am not a failure. Rather, I have discovered 10,000 ways to fail." Waiting is is dependence on God. Waiting is full expectation. I did not say half. I did not say quarter. I did not say three quarters. Full expectation on Him. And it requires total patience. You know why? Because His timing is not our timing. His time zone is not your time zone. And He's not going to be pressured to work according to your time zone. You can't pressure God. That's why patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. You cannot be a patient man. You cannot be a patient woman if you do not have the Holy Spirit in you. You require the Holy Spirit because we cannot do it on our own. We need the indwelling of God. When we talk about the Holy Spirit, I'm not just talking about air or wind. I'm talking about the third person of the Trinity. You need God. The believer's ability to have perennial confidence in God, that He will show up, is what is necessary for you to be a man, woman who waits. The ability to hold out and wait for the Lord's time and will. His time and will. That is what's called patience. Without it, you cannot wait. You will take stuff in your own hands. It's not a joking matter, my friend. It's not a joking matter. Patience is very crucial. It's not a joking matter that somebody who is crying, somebody who has been crying the whole night, can stand here and begin to lead in worship joyfully. You know, on the face, you see joy on their face. What is that? That is a result of patience. Remaining perfectly acquiescent in the will of God takes patience. It requires the eyes of faith to see God in the dark. Where you cannot see God, it requires eyes of faith. And eyes of faith will engender patience in you. To believe in the promises of God, however long they tarry. That little word called waiting does not have a time frame. For how long are you going to wait? Somebody is saying, how long am I going to wait? I don't have that answer. All I can tell you is just keep waiting. It requires patience. You cannot go to the next level without it. Because so many people who are ardent believers or followers of Christ, but they have not learned how to wait. That what patience is lacking. You see, do not look at that person just sat next to you looking collected and calm. Some of them do not have a scintilla of patience in them. Don't be deceived by the mascara. Their patience has got an ability to wear out. That is a human being. Your patience wearing out. That is not a bless of a believer. Patience that has got breaking point. That is not a bless of a believer. Your patience should be perennial. Unbreakable. Elastic. So elastic that it cannot break. Do you understand what I am saying? And that's what God requires of you. A kind of faith that can be stretched to breaking point but yet not break. Especially by the issues of life. That's what James says in James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4. A common scripture that we quote. What does he say? He says, count it all, not some, all. Count it all. Some of us just want to count all the testimony that we had here. Let me tell you, it will not rain every day. Just count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet various trials, manifold trials, he says. Why? For you know that the testing of your faith, every word that you hear, the words that you're hearing right now will be tested. The word that you hear right now, I'm preaching, every word will be tested. Will be tested. Your faith will be tested. Faith comes by what? By hearing and hearing the word of God. So it will be tested. And the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. It produces, it has got, it every problem is pregnant. It produces something, as you heard here. Mercy testifying that issue of waiting for her immigration status to be, you know, resolved was pregnant and it had to produce something in her. You understand? It produces something called steadfastness. You can, how are you going to know that something, somebody is steadfast unless you test them? How are you going to know that this chair is steadfast unless you test it? The chair on which you sat, my friend, underwent serious trials and testing before the manufacturer released it. They must have put stuff on that chair that are maybe 10 times your weight. That's why that chair has got a capacity of holding many people of different weights, because it is tested. He says it tests, it produces steadfastness. He says in verse 4, and let steadfastness have its full effect. Do not run away from the operating table. The doctor, the surgeon has just opened you, and you want to run away from the operating table. You think you will be healed. Let it do its work. Patience, steadfastness, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. The ESV says, puts it and says, what does he say? Yeah, let steadfastness have its effect, its full effect, yeah. That you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Let me tell you, children do not wait. Only men are able to wait. Only grown-up women are able to wait. Which one are you? I leave that one to you to answer. A farmer. I am a farmer. I may be here, but I am a farmer still. I'm a farmer. A farmer, when he puts seed into the ground, he does not put seed into the ground and go home and expect to go back the next day and find fruit. No. He has got to what? To wait. And he has got to wait patiently. James chapter 5, verse 7 to 8, he says, be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. And he uses an analogy of the farmer. He says, see how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. So you also be patient. Why? Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Wait, he says. Psalm 27 verse 14 says, wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. That little word, wait, has got potency. It's very potent. You wait in prayer. You wait by tarrying, by waiting. But there's another meaning of waiting, which I want to end with. Another meaning of waiting means to attend to. To attend to. When you go to top-notch restaurants, you will find people called what? Waiters. What are they doing? They're waiting. They're waiting on you. So while you are waiting for God, you need to be waiting on Him. You understand? Those waiters do not sit with you at the table. No. They serve you. I'm talking about these top notch hotels. They will serve you, and they have got a napkin on their hands. They will stand while you eat, just waiting for you to beckon them. They are ready to serve, ready to spring into action. God wants you, that while you are waiting, He wants you to be a waiter. He wants you to be His waiter. Wait on the Lord, serve the Lord, serve His people. With patience. Somebody say with patience. Numbers 3:10 says, Numbers chapter 3 verse 10. I'm ending in about 5 minutes. Don't worry, I can see some of you thinking about the chicken that you left in the oven right now. Numbers 3 verse 10. And you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall do what? They shall observe and attend. Let us help the Amplified. Let's help the Amplified. And they shall observe and attend to their priest's office. They shall what? Observe and attend. But the excluded, anyone daring to assume priestly duties or privilege who is not of the house of Aaron and of God, who comes near the holy things shall be put to death. So these guys are being commissioned to attend to God's work. That is a priest. Let me tell you, you are a priest. The Bible says you are a royal priesthood. Yeah, priests are not priests who just sit there. You don't become a priest just by sitting. You become a priest by doing priestly duties. The New the New Living Translation puts it this way. Aaron, appoint Aaron and his sons to carry out the duties of the priesthood. Another Bible called the New Century Version says, and appoint Aaron and his sons to serve as priests. That word, wait, means to serve. Do you understand? And we have got an example as we finish. In Luke chapter 1, we find this man called Zechariah. Zechariah was a priest. Zechariah was a what? A priest. But the Bible says that he and his wife were childless. They had a problem. He served God, but he was sad. He had issues. Because the Bible says that his wife was infertile. But guess what? That did not stop the man called Zechariah from serving. He served and served and served until he was old. But he continued to serve. Waiting for the Lord. Praying to the Lord. And waiting for a miracle. But he continued to serve. The Bible says that one day while he was serving, what happened? Heavens opened and an angel came and appeared to him and said, he said, listen, young old man, your prayers have been what? Have been answered. Have been answered. How did God answer him? He answered him while he was waiting upon the Lord. He waited while waiting. Hallelujah. My Bible says that there's those who wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Shall renew their strength. What happened to the womb of Elizabeth was it that it was renewed. It was renewed because of waiting. There are some wombs here that are being renewed in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Physical wombs, mental wombs, all sorts of wombs are being renewed because of the waiting upon the Lord. So they will renew their strength. And they will mount up with wings as eagles. Eagles have got what is called molting. Eagles shed off old feathers so that they can have new feathers. New feathers do what? To fly at higher heights than they did before. Because they have been waiting upon the Lord. Hallelujah. So that, Isaiah is equating a man and a woman who waits upon the Lord to an eagle that sheds off old feathers so that he or she can begin to mount up with wings as an eagle to heights that they have never been before. Why? Because they wait upon the Lord. Just you will run and not grow weary. You will walk and not be faint. Like Zechariah, you can wait on the Lord. But while you are waiting, wait on him. Serve him. Serve his people. Find something to do. Find something to do. Find somebody to help. When you talk about serving the Lord, we're not talking about the microphone only. I'm not talking about things in house here. You can serve the Lord wherever you are. At your place of work, serve somebody. On Friday, we heard Pastor Charles Ito talking about kindness. Show some kindness to somebody. Random acts of kindness. Open a door for somebody. Hallelujah. Push somebody's chair. You find a lady she's got a kid, she's fighting to go up the stairs, and you just walk past. Serve. Offer to lift that kid. Do something for the Lord. Hallelujah. As you wait for him, do something. Do not wait in an idle fashion. And once you wait, while waiting, the Lord will come through for you. Hallelujah. He will come through for you. He will infuse you with his strength. The Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 28, he asks, haven't you heard? Have you not known that the Lord God, our God, he neither faints, he never grows weary. He is almighty. He is all powerful. Even before the sun was created, even before the earth was created, he was powerful. All that was latent in him. But the moment he said, "There, let there be," all these things that you see, he still remained with power because he cannot lose power. He is power itself. You need power. You need him. He says he gives the power to the powerless. This afternoon, somebody out there, you may be powerless in some area. Ask for the Lord to empower you, to reinvigorate you, to renew your strength, that you may keep walking this journey. You cannot give up now. No, you can't give up now.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time.